This is Kevin Burke from the Thumbs in Pockets chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club saying thanks for listening to Burke on Mayberry. Well, as I'm recording this podcast, the 2012 Mayberry Days in Mount Airy, North Carolina are happening. These are presented by the Surrey Arts Council. I've been to numerous Mayberry Days, and I will be there on Saturday, September 29th this year. I'm looking forward to spending some time there. But if you're not familiar with Mayberry Days, and if you're within driving distance, it's well worth it. It's just good, clean, family fun centered around a theme of the Andy Griffith Show. And this should be an interesting year with the passing of Andy Griffith and Doug Dillard, George Lindsay. Again, this will be an interesting year there. But again, this is a celebration, and everyone will be remembered in a kind way. If you've never been there before, you don't know what you're missing. If you're within driving distance, I highly recommend you get out there. If not, plan to go to the 2013 Mayberry Days. Everything's posted well in advance, and you can buy tickets very early. Just to give you an idea of who generally appears or is planning to appear at this the Mayberry Days, one, for example, a prime star, and I'm stumbling just thinking about how excited I am that she's always there, is Betty Lynn, who played Thelma Lou. Now, Betty Lynn used to live out in California. She actually lives in Mount Airy now. She loves the town so much. Also planning to be there is Dean Webb of the Darling Boys, Peggy McKay, who played Andy's former girlfriend, known as Sharon Despain, Leroy McNeese, who played in the episode Mayberry on Record, and he also do some singing there, Maggie Peterson Mancuso, Charlene Darling, again, another one of my favorites, and Jackie Joseph will be there, who played Sweet Romina. Margaret Carey will be there. She played both Helen Scobie and Bess Muggins on The Andy Griffith Show. And, of course, James Bess, who played Jim Lindsay. And Roscoe P. Coltrane, if you like the Dukes of Hazzard. George Spence is planning to be there. He was Frank the Fiancé. Then Don Knotts' daughter will do a show, Tied Up in Knots, which is sold out. Karen Knotts will be there. Ronnie Shell will be there. And he played Jim Martin and Bernie on Tags and Duke Slater on Gomer Pyle USMC. Morgan Brittany, who played Mary Alice Carter, Opie's first love. Also, she played in Dallas. And George Lindsay Jr., he's an actor and a son of George Goober Lindsay, will be there. And the widow of Tag's music director, Earl Hagen, Laura Hagen, will be there. So again, these are some of the people who are affiliated, the actors affiliated with the Andy Griffith Show and writers, but they're also impressionists there. Alan Newsom does a great Floyd the Barber. David Browning will be the Mayberry deputy. Bernard P. Fife or Bernard Milton Fife, whichever middle name you want to go with. But again, you'll have people who will be impersonating Otis, Howard Sprague. There's also an Elvis impersonators, talent shows that go on. There's all kinds of activities. The golf tournament occurred on September 27th. But there's all types of music. I've already mentioned Karen Knott's Tied Up in Knots show. The VW Boys have a salute to Mayberry on September 28th. And then there's also always the Colonel Tim's Talent Time, both the matinee and evening show, which occurs on the September 29th. And a lot of these sell out really early. Another one of my favorite is Professor Brower's lecture, which occurs on September 29th at 2 o'clock. Generally, he'll either have someone who is affiliated with Andy Griffith's show, sometimes an actor or a writer, and he'll interview them or have an interesting discussion. I really enjoy that. And Michael Hoover's memories of Elvis is always a fun time. So again, these are just some of the things that are going on at Mayberry Days. I hope you get a chance to go out there. The weather forecast, it doesn't matter. It's changed from good to possibility of rain, but it doesn't matter. You'll absolutely have a good time no matter what you do. You can buy all kinds of items affiliated with the Andy Griffith Show, t-shirts, games, books. I mean, it's just amazing all the things that they have there. They'll also have a silent auction. They have a championship barbecue cook-off. Also, there'll be you can ride around and take a tour in the squad car. If you're interested in volunteering at Mayberry Days, you can certainly do that for most any year if you get in touch with them in advance. And there's also a trivia contest. And let me tell you something. If you think the trivia questions that I ask on my Burke on Mayberry.com website are tough, they're nothing compared to what you hear at Mayberry Days. Some of these questions are just unbelievable. And what surprises me even more is there's somebody that always gets them right. So again, I highly recommend you go out for just a good old family fun time. You can spend as little as you want. Again, some of the events charge to get in, but to go in and walk up and down town, and see what the Andy Griffith Show was based on. Some of the stores doesn't cost a thing. You can just go and hang out, meet people, and talk with people about Mayberry. And I've mentioned this before, but here's something that I've always enjoyed. During Mayberry days, they have a movie theater there where they show episodes of the Andy Griffith Show. And most of us watch the Andy Griffith Show in the confines of our own home. But imagine watching it in a movie theater full of people. It just makes it even more enjoyable because everyone's laughing at the same thing. And again, this is amazing. It's a show that's been on the air over 50 years. We've all seen the episodes. We know what's coming next, and they still make us laugh. It's just one of the greatest shows of all time. So again, I hope you get a chance, if not this year, to go to Mayberry Days in one of the upcoming years and take advantage of this wonderful opportunity and simply fun time. If you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate to contact me at burke@imayberry.com. That's B-U-R-K-E at the letter I, mayberry.com. And don't forget to go over to my website, burkeonmayberry.com, and see some of the previous podcasts I've done about the Andy Griffith Show. We also have another Mayberry podcast, Two Chairs No Waiting, done by Floyd the Barber impersonator, Alan Newsom. You'll enjoy. He has a lot of interviews with some of the cast characters and does a lot of interesting discussions about the Andy Griffith Show. So again, I hope you'll take time to enjoy all of these things associated with one of our favorite shows of all time, the Andy Griffith Show. And as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours. And thanks again for listening to Burke on Mayberry.